Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Cementir Holding first half 2019 results conference call. As a reminder, all participants are on listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Marco Bianconi, Head of M&A and Investor Relations of Cementir Holding. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Welcome, everybody, and good afternoon. Welcome to Cementir Holding Group 2019 First Half Results Conference Call. I'm here with Francesco Caltagirone, Chief Executive and Chairman of the company.
Good afternoon.
So, if you take the presentation on page two, I'll glance through the document very quickly. So, the main highlights for the first half of the year have been a revenue which rose by 0.6% to 591.9 million euros, with a good performance across the group, including Nordic and Baltic, Belgium, and Egypt, offset by the Turkish lira devaluation and a difficult trading in Turkey. Like-for-like revenue declined by 5%, but at constant exchange rate, revenue would have been up 2.3% from last year. EBITDA increased by 14.7% to over 110 million euro, including 12.3 million euro of IFRS 16 impact. There has been a higher contribution in Nordic and Baltic, Belgium, Egypt, China, and Malaysia, and a lower contribution from Turkey. At constant exchange rate, EBITDA would have reached 108.7 million euro. Group net profit reached 27.3 million. It compares with 77.6 million of last year, which included over 40 million euro revaluation of the IWAC cement stake and over 14 million euro of one-off hedging gains. Net financial position rose to around 399 million euro due to 80.8 million of IFRS 16 one-off impact and some working capital seasonality and over 22 million euro of dividend distribution. Turning over the page to slide number three, the most important division, Nordic and Baltic, which accounts for over 50% of our group EBITDA, reported good results with the revenue up 3.2% from last year, with the domestic grey volume significantly up and export volume flat. Ready-mix concrete volumes are down due to lower infrastructure projects, and EBITDA positively impacted by good cement performance. There was a 4.6 million euro impact from IFRS 16 in the first half of this year. Norway also, volumes were up 3%, also thanks to milder weather, prices were up, and EBITDA was also up thanks to operational gearing. Sweden, ready-mix volumes were down, but aggregate volumes increased, therefore EBITDA was up from last year. Moving on to the next slide, number four, Belgium and France, which accounts for around 28% of group EBITDA. Volumes were up thanks to mild weather and positive trend in Belgium, France, and the Netherlands, with prices moderately up as well. Aggregate volumes were flat due to difficult comparisons with higher prices in Belgium and flat in France. EBITDA was strongly up due to good performance of cement and aggregates. There was a 2 million euro impact from IFRS 16 in the first half of this year. Moving to page number five. You have North America, which accounts for around 10% of group EBITDA, where white cement volumes reached around 323,000 tons, revenues over 70 million euro, and EBITDA over 12 million euro. Like-for-like comparisons are meaningless, as Lehigh White Cement was first time consolidated in the second quarter of last year. This 12 million of EBITDA includes 2.2 million of IFRS 16 impact. Turn over to page six. We go to Turkey and Egypt, which accounted for minus 2% of group results. cement volumes in Turkey were down over 40% due to domestic recession, and RMC revenue in local currency also declined by 43%. Turkish lira devaluated by around 22% in the first half of this year compared to the same period of the year before. EBITDA declined to minus 6 million due to lower volumes and higher fuel and energy costs. On the contrary, Egypt's revenue was up 53% as trading conditions returned to normality. Domestic prices were up, while export in U.S. dollar prices remained flat. Also, the Egyptian pound revaluation impacted EBITDA positively. Turning over to page 7, Asia Pacific, which accounts for around 8% of our consolidated EBITDA. China continues to trade well, with revenue up 15%, with both domestic volumes and prices up, and EBITDA was up 7.5%. Malaysia, domestic white cement volumes and prices were up with better product mix. Whereas export volumes were relatively steady overall as the effect of lower sales in some markets were offset by higher sales in other markets like Philippines. EBITDA growth was recorded thanks to higher volumes and prices despite increasing variable costs. You have on page 8 the consolidated income statement, which I'm not going to go through in detail. Leave the floor open questions. I mean, clearly the point to notice here is on the financial income, the fact that we reported in the first half of the year minus 15.5 million euro cost, but last year our result was clearly impacted by one-off and exceptional. So on a like-for-like basis, the result is basically is slightly better than last year. Moving on to the last slide, page number 9, we reiterate the guidance for the year. With the revenues to reach around 1.25 billion euro and EBITDA in the range between 250 and 260 million, including 23 million euro of IFRS 16 impact. The net financial position is expected to reach around 245 million, including 80 million of IFRS 16. These numbers include a capex of 70 million for the year. So overall, we expect the net financial position to EBITDA to be lower than 1.1 by the end of the year. And this concludes my presentation, and I leave the floor to any questions you may have. Thank you.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. Please pick up the receiver when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from Matteo Bonizzoni of Kepler. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. I have some questions on financial charges. I would like to know if you can decompose this 15.5 million euro between the pure financial charges, so the cost of debt and the derivatives and forex and so on, and what is an indication for the financial charges for the full year. As regards your operating performance, on Turkey you posted the 6 million EBITDA loss in the first half. You have a less challenging comparison base in the second half. Should we maybe expect for the full year 10 million EBITDA loss, or do you still target break-even, sort of break-even in the second half? And finally, I was noting Italy, what is remaining of your Italian operation, has posted more than 3 million EBITDA for the first half. That is quite significantly up compared to last year. I just wanted to know where it comes from and what we should expect for the year. Thanks.
About the financial charge, I can say that half of these are loss on exchange rate, so this means that is a pure translation, is not an effective cash out, and the other are the pure financial charge, so 7.5 million. On the outlook on Turkey, I can say that it seems that the situation start, let me say, not to improve, but there is a bottom, If we consider that on our 6 million negative EBITDA, we performed minus five in the first quarter, minus one in the second, and I think that the third quarter should start to be slightly positive. I can add also, so by the end of the year, probably I expect that the result can be a bit better than what we have reported so far. But anyway, compared to last year, Turkey is performing 16 million less compared, and it is nearly all outbalanced by the overperformance of the remaining part of the perimeter. On Turkey, I have also to say that 2 months ago we have replaced the CEO. We have a new CEO coming from, let me say, cement industry in Turkey, and is, let me say, bringing forward a program of cost cutting of around 10 million euro. So I think that the situation in Turkey should start to, let me say, be better in the last quarter, but for sure with our cost cutting I expect that next year should be better. Also important that we are starting to see some bankruptcy and also some sales of assets of our competitor. This means that even if the quantity and the consumption outlook remain grim, the outlook for the price, for sure, I think that we shouldn't go farther below this level. And Italy, I mean, the positive number is by our trading company. We are, let me say, buying and selling mainly energy, coal, clinker and cement for ourselves and for third party. And the activity, let me say, is going quite well, and I think also that in the second half should continue on this trajectory.
Thank you.
The next question is from Emanuele Gallazzi of Equita. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for taking my question. The first one is on Belgium and France. If you can give us a little bit more color on the improvement in marginality in the second quarter. And generally speaking, for all the other markets, if you can give us an indication of the outlook going forward in the second part of the year. Thank you.
I answer first to the second question. So we continue to see a solid market in Belgium, France. In the Nordic and Baltic, we continue with, increase in price, market stable. Egypt should continue also to perform better than last year, continuing in its trajectory. And also Asia-Pacific should continue. So we should have, let me say, the second half including also a slightly improvement that we see in Turkey, that should be a little bit better. The only headwinds that we are seeing now is some price activity, let me say, price pollution on white cement in USA, but let's say it seems manageable and mainly linked to the seasonal effect. Also, as you can imagine, we bought last year this company. We are repositioning ourselves in the market. So for sure, we need to reposition the company in some market, push on the price. On the quarter by quarter, I leave to Marco again.
If I understand well, the question about Belgium, Q2, I think the results in Q2 in Belgium was an increase in absolute terms on a like-for-like basis from last year. I would say double-digit in terms of EBITDA, and that was mainly driven by the aggregate business, but to some extent also by the cement activity. So I would say that overall Belgium is performing quite well in terms of profit and sales. Sales were up mid-single digit and profit up double digit EBITDA. So as the chairman said, we expect this trend to continue at maybe at a more moderate pace during the rest of the second half of the year, but we expect an absolute increase in the results.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from Alessandro Tortora of Mediobanca. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, good afternoon everybody. I have, let's say, two questions, if I may. The first one is on Egypt, if, let's say, you can give us an idea of what is the situation there, if the plant is running, it seems, let's say, better compared to last year, therefore, let's say, an update also on your outlook on the Egypt, okay, for you. The second question, sorry, if you can come back to the U.S. and also to this price repositioning you mentioned, if you can just, let's say, explain to us better how you're going to do this price repositioning and if, for instance, we can expect next year, let's say, some better penetration of the white cement, maybe to the treatment partial, to the treatment of, let's say, some margins. And the last question is, let's say it's not a question, but just understand if you are planning this year also to give us and to release an update of your business plan. Thanks.
In Egypt, I mean, the situation seems calm now. There is also the opportunity that last year Heidelberg sold its white plant to the other competitors, or
mm-hmm.
three player. Now we are two player that we share the market. For sure, our activity, except for, let me say, the local market, is linked to the export. The export is linked also to the availability of the road and the harbor. So it depends on how, let me say, the situation from the terrorist point of view is. So far it seems for sure better and brighter. I cannot assure that in 3 months nothing will happen because, let's say, if this kind of things are, let me say, unforecastable and it's so difficult. On the USA market, I was just saying that Lehigh White was managed by Heidelberg for 30 years. This is the first year, so we have, let me say, realized that in some markets in the last 10 years they lost some, let's say, market share, or probably we can have a market that are, let me say, more profitable than others, let me say, always speaking inside the USA. So when I say price repositioning is that we might, let me say, put some pressure in some market to gain market share, to exit some other in other part, let's say it's something that, as you can imagine, cannot happen in 1 or 2 months. It's a project of this year and next year.
Okay.
So sometimes you need to lower a bit the price, the consumption of solid, And let me say, even the forecast for the end of the year, next year, seems in line with our forecast. We are just telling that while in the other part of the perimeter, for example, Belgium, France, and Northern Baltic, we also see an increase or slight increase in price, I think that today our policy of repositioning doesn't, let's say, allow to, let me say, increase the price. So I think that for this year and next year, our main target is to repositioning the company in the market instead of, let me say, lower leveraging on the profitability.
Okay.
And about the industrial plan, we haven't released so far the plan because this year, as you can imagine, to forecast Turkey was quite difficult and ugly. First for the political situation, then we had two rounds of election in Istanbul, and now it seems that the situation start to normalize. So I didn't want, or we didn't want to give a number of forecasts in Turkey that anyway, it's a part of our perimeter that in terms of revenues last year was 15%. So I think that probably when we will have the next board meeting, that will be before mid-November for the third quarter, probably if we have, let me say, a solid view on Turkey, we will release, because on the other part of the perimeter, more or less, we have, let me say, the idea quite clear. It is just because I don't want to give number and then to retouch the number after 6 months. Exchange rate now it's stable, also a little bit improving, and also the political situation, it seems that we have for the next election another 4 years. So it will be easier to, let me say, to forecast our result.
Okay, understood. Thanks.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions registered this time.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks very much for participating to the call. I look forward to talking to you in the next few weeks.